Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about power questions and your leadership tree. I love power questions. I love identifying power questions, things that are that really make a difference when you ask them. And I've talked about that before a few times, other kinds of power questions, but I've never talked about a leadership tree before, and I want to talk about that today. You know, when we talk about a leader, most people agree that there are many traits of a true leader. A true leader is highly competent, professional, a visionary, trustworthy, and instills confidence, is a good communicator. We've got to have that, right? And of course, a true leader is courageous. If you don't have courage, you cannot be a leader. But great leaders have three other qualities that I think set them apart even more. The first one is, in the 21st century marketplace, the prime devotion of great leaders is to their people, because they know it's through engaged, highly functioning teams that their bottom line goals, whatever those are, their bottom line goals are achieved. And if you can deliver on this trait, being devoted to your people, if you can deliver on that trait, you'll be more likely to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish, whether it be professionally or personally. Devotion to your people. Number two, the most successful and beloved leaders I've known had another trait that's sometimes overlooked. They mentored their people to become leaders. They weren't happy just to lead their people. They produced leaders. Great NFL coaches like Vince Lombardi, Bill Walsh, Tom Landry, and Bill Parcells became legendary through the subsequent performance of the coaches they mentored. They call that the coaching tree. All those people that they worked, who worked for them, and they mentored. They actually have it. You know, you can see it online. The coaching tree, underneath one of those legendary leaders. So here's my question to you: whose names are, or will be, on your leadership tree? How about that? Number three. This leadership quality has two parts, and they're as inextricable as the sides of a coin. The first one is, they're devoted. Great leaders are devoted to asking questions. And two, when they ask the question, they listen. This last one, this asking question thing and listening, is so important that I want to offer four cardinal questions that will help you become a legendary leader and build your own leadership tree. The first two are from my friend and Brain Trust member, Chester Elton. You may remember we actually talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, these first two. And as you know, Chester's on the show all the time. And the last two are mine. So here are Chester's. How are you doing? Ask your people, how are you doing? Chester says this isn't a drive-by question. It's a look them in the eye, I've got time to listen question. The setting has to be where the leader can be in the moment with the other person. And answers are not presupposed by the listener, by the boss, by the leader. Might be the answer might be about their job, their aspirations, or their personal life. Great leaders care about all of that. Second question from Chester. How can I help? Chester says this question creates a safe environment. One of my mentors once said to me, if you're in trouble on your job, if you're getting into trouble in your job, like you're not meeting your goals or whatever it might be happening, my mentor said to me, don't go down by yourself. Get me involved early and let me help you get out of trouble. Ask your people, how can I help you? Thank you, Chester, for those two great questions. Now, here are my two questions. What do you think? You've heard me say this before, my friends. I call this the leader's power question. What do you think? It produces two kinds of fruit. First, few things cultivate the elusive engagement factor. You know, we've talked about engagement a lot on the show before. Few things cultivate the elusive engagement factor more than when the boss asks the opinion of an employee. Think about that. It makes them feel good. It makes them want to be engaged. That's number one. That's what do you think will do? Number two, the second thing it will do, valuable information always comes out from that. When you ask an employee, what do you think? And then you listen to them, I promise you, valuable information. Information you may not have even known existed. You may be shocked that it's coming from this employee. It will come out. It's the power question. It's the leader's power question. And then here's the fourth question. What did we learn? How many times have you heard me talk about this? I call this the leader's magic question. And it may be the foremost important words in management. What did we learn? Surely redemption is the most powerful human behavior a leader can demonstrate. And the most powerful mentoring happens. That moment, that mentoring moment happens after a team member makes a mistake, taking initiative, and the leader says, okay, now we know what happened, and then redeems the employee with this question. Now, what did we learn? How powerful, my friends, is that? How powerful is that? Become a legendary leader. Don't just become a true leader, a good leader. Don't even become a great leader. Become a legendary leader with your own leadership tree. And you can do that if you ask those four questions over and over again. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.